This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Richard with Anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and our Odyssey Sports Director joins us. You can see Jeff Hathorn on the radio with our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Aaron Rodgers sightings run rampant, but where he definitely was not sighted was on the south side at the Steelers' OTAs. Good morning, Jeff.
You know, Larry, maybe he's been so many places he got lost and wasn't sure where the Steelers facility was, because he was busy up in Butler at a car dealership off the main drag looking at a Malibu.
Nice. We'll follow up on that story.
Well, now I understand that he's supposedly in California chewing on bark.
According to Terry Bradshaw, that was a suggestion.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Did that rumor get to camp, or was camp over when Terry said that?
We had not heard about that when camp was over. His interview, what was it, with an Arkansas radio station, I believe?
Yes, The Buzz.
And listen, I get his frustration. I think a lot of fans share his frustration. But the Steelers are going to be patient. And for now, it's Mason Rudolph's job. And that's kind of how he's going forward.
And I would say, you know, remember the old school Chuck Knoll line, you know, he talks about the people that are here. And that makes sense. Who are the players in camp? What are they doing? And Mason seems to be in a good place overall.
He does. I mean, look at his look. You got to be confident to pull off that look. And I think he feels good about his game. He likes his teammates. I think his teammates like him. You know, Cam Hayward said a couple of things. One of them was that about the energy that Mason brings. And you think back to 2023 and all the things that had happened to him in his Steelers career, and they had just not only gone out and got Mitch Trubisky to surpass him, but they drafted Kenny Pickett. And now here he is in 2023, waiting again for an opportunity to get on the field. But he came to work every day with a great attitude. He didn't mope. He did his job to the best of his ability, and I think he earned some respect of the guys that were there during that time. And now they're kind of, I'm not saying that they would pick him over Aaron Rodgers, but I think they're willing, if he's the guy, to give him a chance to see what he can do under a whole different offense. Because remember the last time he was here, the offense wasn't exactly well coordinated.
You know, Jeff, the question that I have is what is Aaron Rodgers really missing by not attending OTAs or, you know, announcing that he signed with the Steelers?
He's missing putting all of this to bed. I mean, he's missing some time where he could throw on the side with his teammates. He could get to know them a little bit. Reality is, I mean, while they are starting some install of the offense, it's not that he can't pick that up quickly. And normally OTAs, while, you know, Cam Hayward was there and he's at a lot of them, it's more about reps for the younger guys. And the older guys are, while they will get reps and opportunities with new guys, it's not as much about them. So he's not missing a ton. Now, minicamp is a little different. And obviously, you get into training camp, that's a whole different animal because you're ramping up to the start of the season. But to your point, he's not missing a ton. And that's why at times you'd see Ben miss some of those OTAs. But then again, Ben had been around his teammates, you know, all the time.
We're with Jeff Hathorn. And Jeff, people may be surprised or forgot, on his way out in 2023, he was 3-0 as a starter to end the season and helped get the Steelers into the playoffs. And then they had to go to Buffalo in that blizzard conditions, post-blizzard conditions, and were beaten. But tell me why Mason Rudolph can't be a quality starter.
Well, I think this offense suits him. And by the way, the most competitive playoff game they've had in this run has been the one with Mason up in Buffalo. You know, he played decent, made a huge mistake on a red zone interception in the end, that ended up in the end zone. But when you look at Arthur Smith's offense, when it was rolling with Tennessee, they don't have Derrick Henry. But he has some similarities to Ryan Tannehill in that he can move around in the pocket, and that Arthur loves to throw it deep. What's the thing that Mason does really well? He throws the ball deep. So if they can get a run game going, he could play action and hit DK Metcalf down the field, find a streaking Calvin Austin. Maybe Roman Wilson steps up this year. I mean, I think that's why there's some optimism for him working. The other thing is the line should be as good as it's been in maybe 8 years. Should be.
Man, that sounds awful good.
And there are some exciting young running backs to see what they might be able to do. So I think that's why there's optimism. And listen, even the worst teams go into camp with optimism. But I think there's some legit positive feelings around Mason. Now, he'd still have to do it. But we've also seen other quarterbacks have a rough start to their career. Guys like Geno Smith that kind of resuscitate themselves under a change. And while he's coming back to the same teams, it's a change in coordinator for Mason.
Jeff, what about wide receiver number 2 and number 3? I heard you mention Roman Wilson's name. This is a person who we really don't know a lot about.
No, sadly, you know, he had an ankle injury at the start of training camp. And then as he worked to get healthy, he just didn't grasp the offense for whatever reason. It just didn't seem to fit. Then he had some other nagging issues that he dealt with during the year, and it just didn't click. But he had 12 touchdowns his last year in college and averaged 16.4 yards a catch. So he has some explosiveness to his game. He's only 5'11", but he's got some of that. And he did it at Michigan, and he did it in some of the biggest games as they won a national championship that year. Beyond that, Robert Woods is a 12-year veteran. He's coming off his worst season, but I think he brings a lot of intangibles to the room. Calvin Austin had some spurts last year where he made some plays. And then there's some other guys, you know, a couple of undrafted free agents that they brought in, and then Ben Skoranek and Scotty Miller. So I'm not going to tell you it's the strength of their team, but if you get a run game going, those receivers exponentially get better.
And before you go, Jeff, Pirates had an explosive eighth inning last night, 7 runs. That's really atypical overall since Don Kelly took over with all the same players. What is kind of the measurement on his impact?
I think they've been a little bit more fundamentally sound. I think what's happened under Don's watch is Brian Reynolds has gotten hot. Adam Frazier's gotten hot. O'Neal Cruz has had some monster hits. Like, you're starting to see some of these guys that weren't hitting. I don't know if I directly attribute it to Don as much as some of these guys breaking out of slumps. But I do like the positive energy he comes with. Like, there's nothing negative. There's no, even with some of the losses, and he's been around it. I think it's just a new feeling. And, you know, we're going to see as time goes on how he'll handle some tough situations. But you notice there have been some guys that may not have played their best and didn't play the next day. He's also played a couple of the younger guys. So I think that's what Donnie has done well. But I think mostly some guys have performed for him, whether that's they want to perform for him or they're just coming out of a slump. Either way, they've at least played better baseball and had a little bit more offense. Well, they had a lot of offense last night after the sixth inning.
Well, they could win the series against the Snakes today on KDKA Radio. Wait a minute. Did you see that? Just walked past the window here.
I didn't see
it. I thought it was Aaron Rodgers. No, That's Marty Griffin. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Often confused.
You're heading off to the South Side again, right?
I am. Yeah, day two of OTAs, one more week, and then their mini camp coincides with the U.S. Open, so that's going to be a fun sports week.
It will be for you, bouncing back and forth. Appreciate the time as always, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Paul.
Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorne. Hardest working man in sports, Paul.
There's no question about that. By the way, he mentioned Mason's look. He's got a Tom Selleck kind of like mustache going, and Bob Pompieni put up a couple matching photos
there. I saw
there.
That.
I thought that was pretty clever.
And then Skeens, obviously, his mustache similar, so it must be the thing. I don't know. I should grow something. No, Hamburger Day. Do you got a favorite place where you get a burger?
Well, like you, I'm kind of simple guy, and my taste, I like Super Burgers.
Super Burgers at Eden
right.
Park. Aaron,
yeah.
Do you have burger lover?
I do love burgers. And you know, I've never had a burger from Sonic. Have you guys?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to have a Sonic near me, but it went away. And I used to like their burgers. Where's your favorite burger place? 866-391-1020.
Yeah.
Give us a quick call. Just a quick, give us the name of the place and why you love their burger. Meanwhile, you getting a new license plate, Paul?
Well, I'm not sure just yet. I got an email yesterday from the state saying that I signed up to be notified when the new plates were available. I don't know if you've seen them yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white background.
With
it has
a
Liberty Bell in the middle, and then Pennsylvania in red, kind of like in an arc at the top. And then the slogan is Let Freedom Ring. I think these are really sharp-looking license plates.
They came out in anticipation of next year's 250th birthday in the country. And, of course, Pennsylvania, one of the original colonies where the Freedom Bell rang,
mm-hmm.
where they did all the heavy work on the Constitution in Philly.
Now, here's the head-scratcher in all of this for me. They say if you're replacing a plate, you fill out the application, and then you follow the instructions on the form and mail it in. You can't do this online. They've got a form you've got to print out and then fill out the form and then stick $13 in the envelope and mail it into, you know, an address in Harrisburg, and I guess they'll get back to you when...
No, we need it. How can you mail it in? If you have a plate that you want replaced...
Well, I think they'd send you the new plate, and then you're just told to deactivate the old one, or you take the old one.
Oh, you mail it in after you receive it. I was going to say it wouldn't work otherwise.
Yeah.
All right.
No, well, you get the email, and then they give you a download the application button you can press. You can also get a personalized plate if you want to find one. I did some experimenting around. I couldn't come up with anything I really liked, so I figured I'd just stick with the one I've got.
I'm going to get a personalized plate. It's just a bunch of Z's across the plate. Hey, George from Clarendon down there. Where's your favorite burger place?
That's not too far north of here. It's in West Mifflin. Chili's Restaurant. It built a business, and I tell you, that and the fajitas are the best.
All right, Chili's Restaurant?
Yep, worked there 30 years, starting with Pat McDonald.
Oh, wow. That back in the
he
day.
He started them all. He is the golden touch of casual dining.
Nice, George. Thank you. 866-391-1020.
If he's talking about...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
But the Chili's, the chain Chili's, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Then I just have to say that their recipe for salsa is killer. And I've tried to make it a couple times with copycat recipes, and I've come close.
There's a Chili's on McKnight Road. Is that where you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're living in the far north now.
He's right. That is a good place for a burger.
You're a cranberry guy. What is the fascination suddenly with smash burgers?
I just think
they're crispy.
You know, yeah. You know who used to really introduce the smash burger way back in the day was Steak and Shake.
Exactly, Steak Paul. Burgers, that's the first place, right? I ever had one.
Yeah.
You guys are making me hungry, Kevin. Good cheeseburger.
With a chocolate malt.
With a chocolate malt milkshake and some fries.
Yep.
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about.
Aaron Rodgers out in the newsroom. That's great. Meanwhile, where would you go? Where are you going today to get one? You're going to get one.
Well, see, now that we've talked about it, I'm helpless. I probably wind up at Eaton Park because I just really like their. I like the crinkle cut fries too.
Yeah, I used to. Obviously, I cooked there. I told you this before. It was terrifying for the patrons. Now that they know. All right, Ross. Where's your favorite burger place, Ross?
Back in the day and right now, Eaton Park. Yeah. When it was when I called it the Big Boy.
Oh yeah,
you remembered, yeah. Hey, I'm so far back in the day. I still call a certain portion of the Parkway East the J&L Bend.
They used to call that the May West Bend, but that was politically incorrect. All right, thanks, Ross. Oh, Marty's here.
Moonlit Burgers.
Oh, that's right.
Fantastic.
Yep, that's up in your neck of the woods.
Is it Brookline? Is there one in Brookline?
Dormont, right?
Oakmont. I'm sorry, Dormont.
Yeah.
And Duquesne campus, and they're building one up north. But the backstory, he lost his restaurant downtown. Fantastic chef. Lost his house, everything. I'm serious. So then during COVID, he started making burgers on Saturday nights at Cafe Io during COVID. Cafe Io's right there in Mount Lebo. He was making 600 burgers on Saturday nights.
Wow.
People would come and pick them up.
That's cool.
So now he has the Moonlit Burger, and you'd love to see people who work their asses off succeed.
That's cool.
And it's a hell of a story, and it's a victory for someone who was really on the ropes, man. But fantastic food, Moonlit Burger, Don Dormont.
All right, Marty, thank you. All right, we have time to squeeze Rob in. Rob, where are you from?
Don Irwin.
All right.
Don Irwin.
Where's your favorite burger place?
In Irwin, it's Dough Pizza. It's spelled D-O Pizza, Wood Fire Pizza, and they make a fresh burger, and it's wood fired, and they serve it on two rounds of pizza dough as a bun. It
wow!
Is fantastic.
I like the sound of that. Thank you, Rob.
Just for your information, there is a brand new. Steak and Shake in Morgantown, and they have a pretty good burger.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. So there you have it. Marty coming up with the Moonlit. I've heard of it. I got to have one now.
I've heard of it, too, and I've talked about going to meet friends there off and on and just never got around to it, and that reminds me I've got business to do up there.
Now that we're starving. And 10 until 2, it's Marty Griffin, and we will check in with Marty in just a moment. Meanwhile, every Wednesday at this time, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, of course, Marty's wife, is here. Get ready. We're going to end the month in May, then June. You got a graduation coming up. Yeah. You got a lot on your plate this summer.
A lot of good stuff. Yeah, we're super excited about Chloe graduating a week from today. Prom is tomorrow for Mount Lebanon. So, yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Did you get all the dresses stuff figured out?
We're ready. We're going to be making the bouquets today. It's a lot of fun.
Marty
stuff.
Said there were a lot of Amazon trucks coming.
Oh yes, absolutely, for the big grad party. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Speaking of things to do for Kidsburg, you have 100+ events this summer that you can take advantage of.
Yes, you know it's summer when Kidsburg puts out its massive guide of all the kid-friendly things to do. And what I suggest, because there are so many and you really don't want the summer to slip away and say, oh man, I wished I'd done that, or oh, we meant to check that out, is check out the guide now. A lot of these things are things that are going on all summer long. So sometimes it's easy to miss because it's maybe not on our guide of things to do this weekend. You know, for example, the Mr. Macedo's School of Magic, though that's going on through much of June. The Children's Museum, you know, exhibit, the I Am Wild, or the Science Center, Taylor Swift laser shows, or the great mental health exhibit they have going on. August Wilson African American Cultural Center has great storytelling. There's things going on all summer, or learning to fish. Oh, how about roller skating at the Schenley Park Rink? The movies in the park, all these fun things are on our guide. Make a calendar and, you know, put it down and say, hey, this is the weekend we wanted to try the movie, or this is the weekend we wanted to check out the Heinz History Center, Pittsburgh Hidden History. And that way you make sure you don't miss all the fun stuff you want to do this summer.
This is absolutely a must-have for parents because, you know, they're getting that feeling school's going to be out soon for the little kids. And
it
it's like, okay, what am I going to do with these guys all summer?
Yep.
Great resource, kidsburg.org. All right, that said, family weekend trip.
So Kidsburg has been doing a series of stories on quick getaways you can do with your kids. And, you know, we looked at a vacation at the shore, but trust me, I mean, vacations are so expensive right now. Everything, the prices have gone up. And that's why I think families will really love these little quick weekend getaway guides. And let me tell you, I was not expecting to really want to go to Lancaster County. But when I read this guide, I was like, I am selling my family on going there. There are so many cool, fun things to do here. And it just sounds like a wonderful little step back in time. Lancaster Arts Hotel is this little boutique hotel that's been built in a restored 19th century tobacco warehouse. So that's a great place to stay. And all these are in this guide here specifically for families. You can check out the Lancaster Central Market, which has been open since 1730 and is America's oldest continuously operating public market. It's just been a real fun place to browse all the old-fashioned candy and pickles and fresh whoopie pies. You can ride the Strasburg Railroad in an open car or in the beautiful historic dining car. And this will be my kids' favorite part, the alpacas. You can go to the farm, feed the alpacas by hand. You can just a lot of really fun stuff. The buggy rides, of course, with all the Amish there, a really neat way to experience another culture.
Yeah, Lancaster has a lot of Amish, and it is fascinating, especially if you've never been.
Yeah.
It's not that far. It's like a 3-hour drive.
Yeah, it's at about 4 hours from here. Yeah.
I was just at a wedding this past weekend in Hocking Hills, Logan, Ohio.
Ooh.
South of Columbus. They have this beautiful state park, waterfalls, caves, and they have a treehouse community that you can rent that has hot tubs, fire pits, and you walk into the woods on a platform to get to your treehouse. It's put
okay.
that on your list for the future.
I'm writing it down to
Hocking
see if we can
Hills.
Do that as one of our next weekend getaway guides. That'd be a great idea.
All right. And a new study important for kids that are playing sports, in particular soccer.
Yeah, I know we often think about concussions with high school football or football in general, but actually girls' high school soccer have almost the same risk for traumatic brain injuries as high school football players. It's second when it comes to those high school sports for concussions. And so what the youth soccer did about 10 years ago was make some changes to rules with the headers in particular. So they banned heading the ball for kids under 10. And for kids ages 11 to 13, they allow no more than 30 minutes of practicing headers a week, which what's really cool. Now they did a study, we're about 10 years out, and they found that there's been about a 26% reduction in concussions, which is a really good improvement. It went from about 8.2% of all soccer injuries to about 6.1%. So it's definitely going down. But, you know, the headers are still a concern, especially sometimes not even just actually heading the ball, but when you hit heads or shoulders with another person while you're both going for a header.
Right.
That can cause a concussion. I spoke with a AHN physical therapist, Kim Kelly, who played soccer all the way through college, and she had three concussions, two of which were in the process of going for a header. And she said, really, the most important thing is for parents, coaches, and players to be aware of the symptoms. And if you at all suspect you might have a concussion, to take a break, not go back in, because that's where the real danger can come, is with a concussion on top of a concussion.
Read all about it in kidsburg.org. Christine Sorensen, you'll be sticking around with Marty, I assume.
Absolutely.
Or do you got to
get ready
for the prom?
I'll be here from 10 to 11, yes.
All right, thank you.
Light News Desk, Southwest Airlines, check bag policy changes today.
Passengers will now be charged $35 for a first checked bag and $45 for a second.
Now that's each way. Now that changes the dynamic, Paul, for a lot of people whose choice was Southwest because their bags fly free.
And look at it this way. If you have a family and you're checking a number of bags, that's really going to up the price, isn't it?
Yeah.
And by the way, next year, Southwest is going to start assigning seats. Walmart has purchased another shopping center. This one's in Bethel Park. And interestingly, there's another Giant Eagle location on that property next to Walmart.
Yeah, you don't normally see that because they're fierce competitors in at least the grocery portion of what Walmart does, but apparently they're both going to stay.
Well, the Pirates won big last night.
The Pirates complete a 6-run comeback, 9 unanswered runs. They beat the Diamondbacks 9-6 tonight.
Joe Block, everybody, with 7 runs. They were down 6-0 in the 8th.
Joey Reynolds got a 3-run homer in the 8th. And then the OTAs are underway on the south side for the Steelers, where Pat Freiermuth told our Jeff Hathorn on the first day of the OTAs what he thought about the quarterback they're working with now.
Oh, I love Mason. Yeah, man. He's a hell of a guy, a hell of a teammate, great locker room guy.
You got to go with who's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a number of Aaron Rodgers alleged sightings around the region. And then Terry Bradshaw on some station called The Buzz in Arkansas said, that guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods. All right, Terry, we'll see. Thank you, Paul. And we'll check in with Marty Griffin next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.